Let's invite Dr. Leah on. It's Dr. Leah Day. So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi, Leah. Dr. Leah,
so
how are you?
So what is our tip today? It's a very good tip. I told Rochelle you need to listen.
I have to listen.
She hasn't read it yet.
No, she doesn't.
Because then it just, you know, gives it up for me. I like to be surprised like the listener.
Okay, so... Do you get good sleep?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
No.
I actually was reading some articles last night, and I look at a lot of health research, and there's this one that popped up that talked about sleep and the connection with diabetes.
Mm.
And people that get less, that get 6 hours or less sleep consistently a night have a 4.5-fold increase of developing diabetes.
Really?
And one of the theories is because when you're up more, your cortisol is up, and that keeps your blood sugar up, and that keeps your insulin up. I mean, there's this whole little pathway of things that can happen. And so it makes, when you have high insulin consistently, especially at night, it makes your cells not as responsive to it. So you develop insulin resistance. And insulin resistance is becoming a huge form of diabetes, and it's been a lot higher, especially in the last 20 years. But in the last 50 years or so, we have decreased our sleep habits tremendously, and diabetes has gone up. I mean, it's not like an actual, that's the reason why we have more, but people also eat more when they don't get enough sleep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And which I talked about a couple weeks ago. So it's a big correlation, and I see a lot of people with sleep issues.
Well, I think it's becoming more and more a problem because your biggest population, your baby boomers, are now moving into that hormonal issue, which then causes the sleep issues. And there's a lot of stress with 10% unemployment.
Oh, yeah.
So there's all this stuff going on. So, Dr. Leah, we know we need at least 7, right?
7 to 9, you know, yeah. But, you know, even then, they talk about, you know, getting 6 or less hours of sleep. But then I started thinking, well, I know people that get 8 hours of sleep that wake up exhausted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they're not really getting quality sleep even with that number. So I don't know that they should base it on the numbers. I think they should base it on the quality of
sleep. How you feel when you wake up. Do you wake up feeling rested, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, well, I sleep 6 hours, I wake up and I feel great. Mm-hmm. They might have gotten deep sleep. But most people, honestly, they wake up after 7, 8, 9 hours and are exhausted still.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I like what you're saying a lot better because I know there are nights that I will get 6 to 7 and I really do wake up fine. I don't wake up tired.
Yeah.
So if you wake up tired, I think that then I would be concerned.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you do if you wake, if you have 9 hours sleep and you're still tired? What do you do?
Well,
have
I
that
usually
checked?
Assess people's adrenals, see what their cortisol levels are. I do ask, you know, do you have a snack before bed, because blood sugar is a big factor for a lot of people. They wake up maybe a few times a night and don't really come to a full wakeness, but they're waking up, and that can be from hunger. Mm-hmm. But low blood sugar can actually cause you to wake. And there's other hormones in the body that will then be released to have blood sugar go up. I mean, there's this whole cascade of things, but if you can kind of keep your blood sugar stable throughout the day and at night, you have a lot less problems with your sleep.
Dr. Leah, do you know that what's happened in this diet world with obesity at whatever it is, 50 or 60%, that what we've been told by, you know, Oprah and her staff, you must eat before 7 o'clock. So I think a lot of people stop that snacking. They go to bed at 10, they eat their last meal at 6 or 7, and what I'm hearing you say is you need that little snack maybe a half hour or 45 minutes before you go to bed, correct?
Yes, I agree. And I don't think that everybody should stop eating then. I mean, maybe some people that works for them. And I believe in eating a smaller dinner than we should.
Right.
But I don't think we should starve ourselves. Since the majority of people have blood sugar problems, we should have a small snack before bed.
What would you recommend that small snack be?
Well, my general recommendation, and of course it varies a lot with allergies, is something like peanut butter toast, because you get some carbohydrates and fiber from the bread, and you get some protein.
You also like turkey.
Turkey, yeah, turkey is has tryptophan in it. Uh-huh. It's a protein.
I remember you saying that a couple years ago. See, I remember what you
say.
Some
things you do.
Some things. That was good, Dr. Lee.
When it comes to
Benny
food.
I think Benny needs to capture that clip. Some things you
Michelle's
do.
Michelle's like, what?
Oh, no, I'm used to it, Dr. Leah.
We all love you.
I love you, too. But, you know, it's very interesting because Pam and I are on Chef by Request. We get a little snack bar. Okay.
Yes.
And so, you know, we get two snacks plus our three meals. And last night I was in bed and I was watching TV and I would say it was about 8:30. I wasn't really hungry, but I kind of needed something. So I thought, oh, I'll have my snack bar. So I went out, I got it, and I finished my little snacky by like a 8:45 because I take little baby bites because it's so delicious. And I slept like a top last night.
No, I really, you know, me, I'm into the routine where I have it somewhere around 7 or 7:30 because that's what they say in their program. They tell you to eat it before bed. That's what they recommend. So when we first went on this program, I was thinking it was supposed to be afternoon. So then I was smart and I read what they said. And it said, eat a snack. There's two of them. You could mm-hmm. eat either one of them before you go to bed, a half hour, 45 minutes. And so it was like, then you saying that again, it was like, I don't miss it now. I will always. And it really, I believe it does make a big difference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blood sugar issues are huge problems.
I mean, and these are healthy snacks.
Uh-huh. These are very healthy.
Yeah, because sometimes people don't have the high blood sugar. They have the low blood sugar problems. And that wakes them up and has problems.
Right.
So that's. Yeah.
Well, this is always good, and we really highly recommend that you make an appointment with Dr. Leah, and you find out what is going on with your own body, so that you can, you know, you can be directed to what you should be eating, you know, when you should be eating, and what else is going on with your hormones.
See where your levels are at.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, she's just it's unbelievable the information she gives you. Unbelievable.
Well, you don't have to suffer. I think that's it. If you're waking up tired in the morning, don't put up with it. It isn't just because a lot of people, they go, well, it's because I'm getting older. No, it's not.
No.
You don't have to be like that. So you really can find some answers. So we want to recommend that you call Dr. Leah. So why don't you give out your information, Dr. Leah?
Thank you. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And
thank
all my
you.
Information's on chatwithwomen.com.
There you go.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.